Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Rolling right into your phone calls. We will talk to Teddy in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, Teddy.
Teddy? Oh, it's Tony in San Francisco.
Tony.
It's Teddy
hey,
now, soldier.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, going great.
Somebody
what's...
else from San Francisco.
No, what's
that would
mind,
be weird because we don't have any radio stations out here that play any GCN programming. So it's a heavy amount of censorship going on out here, in my opinion. Anyway,
well, I don't know if that's necessarily that's censorship. There are individual program directors that make decisions based on all a variety of factors as to what to put on their shows. So, their stations.
You know, you could be, I'm not necessarily saying there's some kind of conspiracy going on there. But did you guys hear that there's a verdict on the Wesley Snipes case?
Yep, reported it right at the top of the program tonight. He has been found not guilty on the felony charges of tax, conspiracy and fraud.
To commit tax.
But he was found guilty on 3 misdemeanor charges of failure to file.
Yeah, what do you think about the legal implications of him being only convicted on failing to file a tax return, and then his co-defendants, an accountant and a tax protest leader, found guilty of tax fraud and conspiracy? What's that all about?
Well, I think that is likely his celebrity parlayed him into some luck there, as far as not getting getting caught up in the conspiring to defraud the government or whatever it is that mm-hmm. they're claiming. And I don't really think it has any implications for the tax freedom movement.
What do you think, Teddy? Or Tony?
I don't know what to think. I mean, I'm just reading a, two paragraph article. I mean, unfortunately, Ed Brown's in prison, and, this guy seemed to get off pretty easy. So, I guess I've got to dive into more research on this kind of stuff because, I dived into the Liberty Movement, I found it through watching one of those 9/11 videos. You know, and all this stuff is I think if you want to really be of a good effect in this kind of a movement, you really got to be able to start doing your own research and instead of just.
I don't understand why research is really that necessary. I mean, once you understand the principle of non-initiation of force, what else do you really need to research?
Well, that's true. That's a principle. But, like the guy was talking about the Bilderberg Group, and I think you were saying some things like, who cares what the Bilderberg says and does? Is that sort of
who
right?
Who cares? Yeah, who cares?
Well, I think it's a good reference to have of what they do. For me, it's kind of just, like with the Federal Reserve, it's like, I always used to wonder, why is it always so hard to make it? But if there's some sort of explanation as to maybe somebody's doing this on purpose. That it doesn't completely absolve me of responsibility to figure out how to pay the rent and pay the bills and stuff like that. I'm just saying that there is help me out some kind of somebody's turning the tables a little bit.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
I don't know that they're turning them for any conspiratorial reason other than trying to make a bunch of money. What they're trying to do is steal as much money as they can without crashing the economy down around all of our ears. They just want to get as much as they can and not get caught.
Well, now the people the people that will study these elite folk will point out to you that they already have all the money they could possibly want, that what they're after is power.
That's an opinion based on what they've read. Now there's people that say that that they did this on purpose in 1929, with the Great Depression and apparently from the things that I've read on the Federal Reserve and the money system is all they have to do is increase the money supply when they want to create prosperity, and then when they want to create anti-prosperity is all they do is they call in all the old loans and don't give new ones.
Yeah, no, it's not that simple. It's not that simple. When
well,
you increase the money supply...
Either. I don't know, because I kind of don't really understand how just inflating the money supply creates inflation. I mean, I read
that is inflation.
That is inflation.
Okay, you're confused. Let me lay this out
for you
because it's real simple. And this is the problem: is that people spending their time researching the Bilderbergers instead of understanding the realities of what's going on around us. Inflation, as its definition, is an increase in the money supply. What you're talking about is an increase in prices. An increase
which we're sort of told is what inflation is, but it's not.
Right. An increase in prices is nothing more than a symptom of the increase in the money supply. Because not everything it necessarily increases in prices when you inflate the money supply, because the marketplace is constantly working to increase efficiency and lower costs. And so that's why, for instance, you can buy a bottle of, 20-ounce bottle of alcohol, rubbing alcohol, for less today than you could 20 years ago. Because
that's
the marketplace is working very hard to keep those prices down. But the fact is, when the Federal Reserve puts a bunch of money into the economy, think about it like this. Let's pretend as though there's only $1,000 out there, and you've got all 1,000 of them for whatever reason. You're very, very wealthy. You have all this money. Then the Federal Reserve decides they're going to print out another $1,000. What just happened to your 1,000?
But I don't know.
No, what happened to the 1,000? I want to make sure you get it.
I've read that stuff, okay? What I'm
the 1,000, just for those who are listening,
less.
Your $1,000 becomes worth half as much of what it was before. And that's what's happening to all of us. When we have our money in our savings accounts, in our CDs, in our investments, wherever it is we have our money, we can't keep up with inflation. As long as inflation is at a rate that's higher than the interest rates we're getting, we're behind the ball. And so the federal government just keeps printing this money out, which makes our money worth less and less, and therefore, you have to spend more of that worthless money to buy the same items you might have bought 10 years ago.
Okay,
not
but now, what about Guernsey as a model? Guernsey is a country that they have debt-free notes. And I read a paragraph. It was just a paragraph on the Internet, but I think it was a quote from the book Debt Virus that said that they increased the money supply by 50% and inflation didn't occur. Now, from what you're saying, inflation is different from prices going up.
Right. Whatever book you read does not understand what inflation is. They're taking the sort of misinformed version of inflation, which says that inflation is an increase in prices, which is not true. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. So they inflated their money supply by 50%. That's what happened. Prices will go up eventually as you inflate the money supply. That's inevitable.
Well, that's a possibility because that's, but I don't know. That's an old quote, and I've never been to Guernsey, but at the time that
I never heard of Guernsey.
The price, Guernsey is a small island off the coast of France in the English Channel, and they're one of the only countries in the world that has debt-free notes. And
I'm not sure what that means exactly.
What does that mean?
Yeah, debt-free note.
Okay,
what's that
debt-free
mean?
Debt-free notes. Okay, the way the Federal Reserve prints money is they ask the Federal Reserve to put out government bonds, interest-bearing government bonds, and then it comes back, and then they authorize the Treasury to print the money. So we're paying interest on money that, Lincoln just printed the money.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right. So what is it they do differently there? They just print it out instead of the fancy little.
We don't pay interest on it. That's the difference right there. We don't pay interest on that money. And that's part of what creates the national debt.
You're saying Guernsey doesn't pay interest on
the
money.
They don't pay interest.
Well, they can still steal value.
They've been doing that for hundreds of years.
Well, they still steal value from the average citizen of Guernsey, which I don't know if it still exists.
Well, it sounds to me like
they steal the value. Let me explain. They steal the value by printing the money itself.
Right.
Perhaps they aren't robbed in the fact that there's no interest on the notes, but there's still the theft of value occurring.
What it sounds like is happening there, Tony, and thanks for the call tonight, but what it sounds like is happening there is that in Guernsey, and this is me just going on what he said, it sounds like Guernsey is doing the printing itself. The government of Guernsey is doing the printing, whereas here in America, there's this private corporation known as the Federal Reserve that's doing the printing, and in return for printing out the money for the government to use, they get paid interest. Does that make sense?
Yep, that's exactly.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. So important for people to understand what inflation really means. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Dan, Jeff, your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and they include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Federal Reserve is stealing your purchasing power. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. Go to libertydollar.org, stop using their money, and start using the Liberty Dollar. Return America to value, $1 at a time. That's libertydollar.org.
800-259-9231, continuing here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Guys. Hey,
hello,
guys.
Dan.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was going to tell you a story about but you kind of strayed from that subject about bathroom issues in school.
Well, you can talk about anything, Dan. It's Free Talk
Live. Yeah, is that true?
Yeah.
This was kind of wild back in 1956. I was 4 years old, and my parents, you know, since I was a precocious kid, thought I might be ready for kindergarten. And I went to George Washington Elementary School in Cleveland, Ohio. And I was in there with this woman teacher, and I was a curious little kid, and they told me, when we all marched to the bathroom, I mean, this is an old building with high ceilings and, you know, pretty intimidating kind of for most 4-year-olds. But
okay.
Fact is that we went to the bathroom, and she pointed at this one stall over there and said, oh, you can't use that stall. It's out of order. We, you know. And I said, wow, geez, I wonder what that's about. So I went into the stall next to it and climbed underneath, went into the forbidden stall.
Okay.
And went ahead and used it and got myself out of there. And they, of course, figured it out. And their punishment for me was I didn't get to use the bathroom for the rest of the day. And,
you know,
4 years old is kind of a...
That could be difficult.
Yeah,
get a small bladder.
Like, you know, how long ago before that was the old potty training episode? You
Not
know?
Too
like,
long before.
Exactly. It's like, you know, and here I am in this whole, you know, it wasn't a huge class, but I mean, there was plenty of my, you know, contemporaries around me, and I had to pee my pants right in the middle of the floor.
They didn't sentence you to not being able to use the bathroom, but in fact sentenced your teacher to having to clean it up.
So you did end up peeing on the floor?
I didn't whip it out, and I wish I had, but...
Yeah. Would have been less of a mess for you.
That kind of, chutzpah, I guess, at the time. And
the sad thing is, this isn't an uncommon story. I saw something similar. I mean, it didn't happen to me personally, but I saw it happen when I was in second grade. There was a little girl that was in my class who wanted to go to the bathroom. I don't know if it was during a test or whatever the issue was, but the teacher, for whatever reason, did not want to allow that. And it was a matter of minutes later when she had a puddle of urine in her chair. I mean, this is
sick.
It is sick, and it's really just the height of authoritarianism.
You know, I credit that in my experience when I was 9 years old in military school with a sadist who was responsible for us younger kids in that school. You know, for really getting the picture that just because you have reached the age of 21 or older or 30 or 40 or whatever the frig it is, that doesn't mean you've actually become responsible and a decent person.
And that's true. You know, when you're dealing with a situation with an authoritarian teacher that won't allow her kids or students to go to the bathroom, there's nothing that a parent can do about that. You can't pull your kids out of the government school because you're forced by law to send them there, unless, of course, you happen to be able to afford the private schools that might be in the area. So there's no way that you can use your power as a consumer to put up to complain to the administrators and have the policy changed or have the teacher reprimanded. There's not a damn thing that parents can do about this beyond complain about it, and that won't do anything.
Well, wait a minute. What about homeschooling?
Well, there are the alternative options.
Yeah. I think that is the model of the future. I see, you know, sending your child off, in my case, at 4 years old, and then I ended up repeating kindergarten. Because we moved to a different jurisdiction, and of course, the fact that I had... endured the kindergarten once already in down in Ohio was not enough that I should move on to the first grade. So I did it again. The fortunate thing was that I can remember Mrs. Shoemaker from that period of time, way that frig back there, and she was a decent human being. And that experience was an improvement over the previous one. But the fact is that, you know, that still, I mean, you know, here we are.
A traumatizing experience.
Over 50 years later, and I'm still, you know, remembering that incident.
Oh, man. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Well, homeschooling, which is what I intend to do with my son when the time comes, is it's a great alternative.
Sure it is.
But and it allows a family to save on, you know, expensive private school costs on top of the taxes that you pay to run the public school that you're not using, which is just completely unfair to families that are struggling hard to make ends meet. And it's wrong. But it does require that at least one of the parents be home to, you know, take care of and school the child.
Sure. And I absolutely agree that homeschooling is very effective, and it certainly is something that parents should consider. I don't know if I agree with Dan that it's the wave of the future. I think that the future, if we can finally get rid of government schools, would be a variety of different things, a whole bunch of different options. Could be homeschooling, could be learning online, could be very small local schools, could be charity schools, could be business, all kinds of different educational opportunities would open up were we to allow the marketplace to actually do it 100% of the time instead of having the government take control of it and ruin our educational opportunities for our kids. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Elmer, listening to WJNL in Petoskey. You're on Free Talk Live. Elmer.
Gentlemen, long time since I talked to you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. The last call I could elaborate, I'm a school employee, you know, but that's not why I called, but I agree with you that schools are too powerful, so. No, I'm talking about the government stimulus package. I mean, you know, I only get you guys the last hour or so in Petoskey, so I don't. Can't keep in the loop with you guys. I don't have internet here.
You guys do get the full Saturday show, though, as I understand it.
No, I haven't heard not you guys on the full Saturday show.
Really? I'll have to call Rick and see what's going on with
that.
Yeah,
call Rick. Yep, Rick Stone. Yep. But anyway, I mean, you know, like I say, I'm out of the loop with you guys, but I don't feel government should have to bail us out.
When you say bail us out, what do you mean?
Well, by offering everybody this. $600 to $1,200 per person, you know, married couple, stuff like that.
Oh, that's not a bailout, Elmer. It's going to work just like it did back in 2001. Essentially, what they're doing is a shell game. They're they're cutting a check, and then it's going to be taken out of your return for next
year. It's just an advance on your.
That's exactly right. You know, and people have to live within the means, because when you look at an armed mortgage, or, you know, going out. And, you know, if you look at this package, okay, I'm a single person. I get $600. So what? I go out and buy a big screen TV.
I want you to talk about it more in a moment here, Elmer. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, June 9th through the 15th this year at Porkfest. You'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go back to Elmer in Michigan, the Petoskey area, listening on WJML. Elmer, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were making a point about these tax so-called, what are they calling them? Advances?
Tax stimulus package.
Oh, right, right. Rebates, basically, is what they supposedly are, I guess. But the government's pretending like they're a check. Like, the government's pretending like they're just cutting you a check. But, in fact, what they're doing is they're advancing you money on your next
year's
tax return.
You have to give back somewhere else, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's actually a portion of your earned income tax credit that you get on your tax form. So they're reducing that. And it really is, you know, that in and of itself is welfare because, you know, that package is a rebate that you get off your taxes.
You said a very important word when it comes to government welfare. It's wrong.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Where's the control?
But you were going to make a point about a big screen and we were going to break, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that.
Okay, now, as I started to say, okay, I'm a single person. You give me $600, okay? So I'm in a bad state of Michigan. We get a high foreclosure rate.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to say that I can't go out and buy a big screen TV instead of bailing my butt out to prevent foreclosure?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not solving anything.
Well, no, it's just again,
it helps
it's a
for businesses
game.
When you give, you know, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to give the extra, you know, make sure that the lowest classes get, you know, the full check, which.
It's not the lowest classes that pay the burden of the tax.
Absolutely true. And they are generally the ones that are going to make the worst economic choices because
you.
That's why
smart.
They're poor. That's why they're poor.
That is very true because it's not the low income people that. that really, really support the country because their decisions are not up to par.
Well, they support the country in that they're buying a lot of cigarettes and alcohol.
Well,
and,
because, I mean, there's another government mandate because the government taxes are way too high on that kind of stuff.
By the way, Elmer, as an aside, I did go to WJNL.com, our affiliate in your area, and we are listed for Saturday nights for the full 3 hours from 7 to 10 o'clock at night. So
that's
maybe it's sports.
They haven't caught them yet. They've always got something else on.
It's probably sports. I know the station does sports, and if sports is on, we get preempted. That's just the the cross
we
have to bear.
Yeah, because, I mean, I enjoy listening to you guys. Even though I don't agree with you guys, I mean, I enjoy listening to you guys. This is the first time I called in since, probably way last summer, so...
Well, there's a number of stations that carry us during the weeks like WJNL.
I can only get two AM stations here in Petoskey.
Right, and they take only a fraction of the show. They take an hour, and that's fine with us. You know, if a station can only take an hour, we'll let that. We'd rather have an hour than zero.
I agree. That's the idea. I know you guys.
But I want to say here is that we're up against some pretty heavy competition in the form of Michael Savage.
No, but he's gone at 9 o'clock here in Michigan.
Yeah, I realize
that.
You
follow him. Yeah, I agree with you guys.
But the trick is, Michael Savage has got like 300 radio stations. And
even though I will say I listen to Savage, but I believe in what you guys say is the freedom of speech, that we can listen to what we want to, we can preach what we believe in, but everybody should be allowed to speak their mind and be able to debate what they believe in.
That's what Free Talk Live is all about. Elmer, thanks for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. My point about bringing up the name of our major competitor, Savage, is that it's not going to be an easy task for Free Talk Live to unseat him, if you will.
Mm.
I mean, there are only so many nighttime shows out there, and, you know, he is the big boy when it comes to nighttime radio. And so trying to encroach upon his territory is going to be challenging. And what it's going to require, of course, is Free Talk Live to become more popular, to get more people that are listening to the station right now, if you're listening to us on a radio station, to contact your station, thank them for putting Free Talk Live on the air during the week, and ask them to expand the show. Tell them you really like it and you can't stand that Michael Savage and that you want to hear more Free Talk Live. I mean, if they're taking 3 hours of Savage and 1 hour of Free Talk Live, I don't know, maybe you can convince them to do two and two. You know, get a little more foot in the door, if you will.
We're certainly the opposite.
Yeah, it's like we're like the anti-Savage. I can't stand that guy. 800-259-9231, so we're your antidote after his show's done. We continue here with your calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Reno. And, of course, not all of our stations air Savage. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to call in and tell you that I've been...
You're not in Reno.
Oh, yes, I am.
I thought you were in Colorado.
Oh, no, I was in Colorado, then I went to California, then I came to Nevada.
Well, did you know you can listen to us in Reno, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, KBZZ airs us from 8 to 11 o'clock at night during the weeknights there, so tune in to 1270 if you're in Reno. What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Yeah, I've been doing some serious reorganization with my political blogs on U.S. government corruption and cover-ups, exposing our broken government, and I want to talk about full government disclosure, and what I mean by that is, of course, you can just do a simple Google search and type in two words, Renegade Movement, which is my political blog. And I have to agree with you guys on some certain points, but I do believe that someone putting out a website or a blog or even talk radio, that information is valuable to listeners and people that get on the Internet, because I think that that's the first step, the first process of informing people. And the second process, I think, is something I just updated my blog with, is a movement. And I wanted to point out that I think that that's the government's worst fear, like the civil rights movement.
Oh, yeah.
And when you organize 10 to 20 million people, you know, like the Mexicans did a couple of years ago or a year ago, whenever it was, with little effort, I might add, and to get their points and concerns across to the government. And I think that all Americans need to organize 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million people shaking their fists, demanding change to reform our broken government. I think that that is what it's going to have to take, because I wanted to make this point. I've been calling Congress and hollering, kicking, and screaming for several years.
Yeah,
and it really hasn't done any good.
Right.
But the information that I'm putting out, I think, is doing some good because it's informing people that may not be aware of what our government is doing.
I have to agree, Jeff, with your general sentiment. May not agree with all the specifics, but generally I agree that people should get informed about liberty and free themselves, free their minds, and then the next step absolutely should be the movement, as you described, is taking action. And whatever that means, it may not mean necessarily shaking your fist in the air. It may mean writing a letter to the editor. It may mean running for office. It may mean doing civil disobedience. Whatever it means for you, is the important point is that you should do something
demanding
in order to
change.
Advance liberty in our lifetime.
Yeah, demanding change, and
it's more than just demanding, because you can get a million people to go walk on in Washington D.C. and wave signs and chant, and the politicians are going to look out the window and laugh at you. Won't get you anywhere. What you have to do is just enact the change that you want to see in life. Be the change, if you will, as Gandhi I think put it. Be the change that you wish to see, and that may mean civil disobedience. That may mean literally breaking the laws that that you think deserve to be broken. As Martin Luther King would have done.
Bush has done, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. This one's Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark
hey,
in Indy.
You guys there?
Hey, yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Not much. I was just thinking of, I was at a couple gatherings with friends, and I was telling them, and some of the people there, you know, they're about college age or so, and they a few of them do drugs, and I was telling them about Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted.
Yes.
And they were just stunned. They were like, wow, what is this? And I told them who he was, and they checked out the website. A few of them were like, no, this is, because they've been doing, you know, drugs for a while, and you know, the dealings and all that stuff that go along with it. And they're like, this is too good to be true. It's got to be a parody or something like that.
Oh, he is that good. Hang on. We'll bring you back, talk more about Barry and Never Get Busted. In fact, he's coming out with a new video, Never Get Raided. I saw a segment from it last night. It's on Barry's YouTube channel at the moment, Never Get Busted, the YouTube channel, which you can get to from nevergetbusted.com. We'll come back with more and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only a moment remains, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoying the show? Want to help us out a little bit? Then buy some stuff. And you'll look good at the same time. Free Talk Live branded T-shirts and hats, hoodies. We've got all kinds of different products, including the Free Marketeer flag, Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, and more. All at store.freetalklive.com. And as a matter of fact, we just happen to be talking about Never Get Busted. If you want to get a copy of Never Get Busted, the DVD, for free, you should go to store.freetalklive.com and learn about our special offer that we've got going on right now. Store.freetalklive.com. In fact, we go back to Mark in Indianapolis. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you said you were hanging out with some friends of yours that had been known to do a little drugs in the past, and you were telling them about Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted. And we'll go ahead with your point.
Well, yeah, I was just, I was telling them how bad the war on drugs has gone. Colossal failure. It's, we're paying every day to keep people in jail for no reason. And, I was going on and on, and I was getting pretty livid. And they were like, well, why are you so adamant on this? I'm like, it's got nothing to do with drugs. You know, it's a government that's taking the wrong course, taking the turn of tyranny. And I was like, trust me, this is just one area of many. You know that statement, when they came for the not... for the communists, I remained silent because I wasn't a communist, you know?
Yes, Pastor Martin Niemöller in World War II, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is just one of many areas. I was like, government doesn't have hardly any legitimacy to exist, period, much less to tell you what to do with your body.
Absolutely.
You know, and they were going off all that, and I kind of got into more ideas of liberty, and I was like, you know, what would you say if someone came to your home, broke down your door, and put a gun to your head and told you to, you know, told you that you got to give up things of yours and all your hard work and labor? And they're like, what do you mean? I continued on, and I was like, you know, this is where our government's gone. I was like, I can understand maybe a little bit of taxation here and there, but I was like, it's out of control. And the war on drugs is just one of many areas that it is.
Sure is. How did they feel about that?
Well, I was going around about this, and I was like, you know, what I believe personally is that you're free to do whatever you want as long as you don't harm someone or their property. And I was like, what do you guys think? And they're like, yeah, sounds like a good idea. And I was like, well, our government doesn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think anything like that. And it's up to you guys to be, keep up on the news, keep up on what's going on in the world, and realizing that we're losing it every day. And I was thinking, what would be great, kind of something like this in regards to taxation, never get busted to cheating on taxes.
Yeah,
there's some companies out there that offer those kind of things, but I don't know if I'd
but who do you trust?
Risk my freedom on it.
I say I don't advocate cheating on taxes. I just advocate not paying them. Just don't send them anything. Don't lie to them. Just don't send them anything.
As a matter of fact, it's when you lie on the tax form, that's a fraud charge with the government, and it's a felony. But if you don't file them, it's just a misdemeanor.
So that's what I would recommend. Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. 800-259-9231. By the way, we will have Barry Cooper on the show again to announce his new video, which is coming out soon, Never Get Raided. He's going to be really stepping it up. His first movie focused on keeping the users safe and, you know, keeping, if you're a drug user, a marijuana user, keeping you safe from arrest, thereby avoiding thousands of dollars in legal fees. But his next one's really going to take it to the next level and talk about how to grow marijuana safely, how to deal marijuana safely, as well as all kinds of other interesting things. So we'll bring Barry back on the show when it's time for that. 800-259-9231. In fact, you can hear our interview with Barry on the front page of our website right now at freetalklive.com. Scroll down a little bit, look at our Liberty Forum interviews. He is one of those. In fact, he told me by email, Mark, that he's going to include, I think, some clips from our interview with him at the Liberty Forum on his upcoming Never Get Raided DVD, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
So we continue here with Vince in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I was going to tell you that you heard quite a bit from Indianapolis about the tax reforms and property tax protests.
Right, where the Marion County was looking at increasing, or they did increase property taxes by 60%. What about it?
Well, see, all those property tax reforms, they're supposed to be going on in the state, so the counties don't have to charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's falling apart.
So the state government people supposedly going to step in to save you from your city governments? Was that the idea?
Yes. Yes, and put the property tax proposals at 1% and business rentals 2%.
And so what happened? It just died. They didn't really follow through.
Well, they didn't like some of the amendments that were added to it, and some were not germane to the bill. But
well, that's what happens when you look to government to solve the problems.
Maybe they just don't have an understanding yet. But maybe next election cycle they can be.
Well, yeah, put some of them out on the street. You know, that'll teach them a lesson. Of course, then again, what are you going to choose from, right? You choose from one bad guy versus another bad guy, and it's really, you know, it seems so hopeless sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, people like the Libertarian Party and all that really have a golden opportunity in this state, but they just don't want to do it. I don't know.
Well, you know, as I understand it, the Indiana Libertarian Party is one of the better Libertarian parties around the country. They're one of they're in relatively good shape. Mm-hmm. They have a decent amount of participants, but again, it's the Libertarian Party, and they just haven't done very much over time. And so, saying they're in great shape isn't really saying very much, in that they haven't been too able to affect change. But that could change. I mean, if people got involved, theoretically it could change, although I'm not necessarily a political guy and not necessarily in favor of using the political system. I'm not saying it's a complete waste of time. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Here's a quick one for you, because I mentioned it earlier tonight. We talked earlier about how young people at certain government high schools have now been prevented from going to the bathroom on their own. They have to go to the office and ask permission to get a key to then use the visitor bathroom. It's one bathroom for the entire high school campus.
Nuts.
And really, you're just treating people like prisoners. And it's not even like you're treating them like children anymore. You're treating them like prisoners. And it's just so frustrating when you see these new government rules and regulations coming down. But it's not just the kids. It's not just the high school and middle school elementary kids that are the victims here of these government absurdities. Now, there's a proposal on the table in Mississippi, and this from junkfoodscience.blogspot.com. Normally, I don't talk very much. We don't talk very much about proposed legislation on this show, because there's all kinds of absurd, ludicrous proposed legislation out there.
And most of it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, most of it doesn't go anywhere.
And the stuff that does go somewhere is antithetical to freedom anyway.
But this is so ludicrous, I just felt like it had to be mentioned. Because it really is, I think it's going to be a harbinger of things to come, Mark. It has to do with restaurants and obese people.
Mm.
According to the blogger, it has actually happened. Lawmakers have proposed legislation that forbids restaurants and food establishments from serving food to anyone who is obese.
You're killing me.
As defined by the state.
Where is this?
Mississippi. Under this bill, food establishments are to be monitored for compliance under the State Department of Health, and violators will have their business permits revoked. It's House Bill 282. She puts the entire text of it here for those of you that want to read it, and apparently was sponsored by a retired pharmaceutical salesman and a businessman and a pharmacist. Because they know what's best.
Right, they know what's best for you.
Should this pass, scales might appear, will appear at the doors of restaurants. People with BMIs of 30 or higher won't be allowed to be served.
Hold on. They said a BMI of 30 or higher, which means that the servers and the people behind the counter at these restaurants actually will have to be experts at choosing, at picking what a person's
right.
BMI is. Or they'll have to administer a electroimpedance fat analyzer right there so that everyone's embarrassed. Like if you're a BMI of 29,
right.
You're going to be humiliated right there in front of everybody as you have to be
tested.
At least
you'll get your hamburger. And to comply with government regulations, restaurants will apparently have to keep records of patrons' BMIs. Is this a tongue-in-cheek bill meant to point out how absurd the war on obesity has become? Or do lawmakers actually believe the myths that gluttony is the cause for obesity?
I'll take choice B.
And that it's the government's role to force people to eat and live how it deems best. Well, I called the lead author, Representative Myhall, and asked if this was serious legislation or tongue-in-cheek to make a point. He kindly took a moment to answer my question while the legislature was in session. He said that while, regrettably, he doesn't believe the bill will pass, that it is serious.
God.
He wrote it, he said, because of the urgency of the obesity crisis and the need for government action. He hopes it will call attention to the serious problem of obesity and what it's costing the Medicare system. So yes, this is for real, and the elected officials actually believe this stuff. Nuts.
That's crazy.
This is what's coming. They've already banned trans fat in New York City. They've already mandated in Los Angeles that new fast food restaurants cannot be built. This is next. And if not this, something darn close, similar, or worse is all coming soon. When the government deems to tell you what you can and can't eat. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why?